Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Looks like it's gonna be a perfect day to maybe, hey, just lie in bed, sleep in.
What's all this jabberwopping when there's work to be done?
That's right. All this work to be done. The good news, if you were listening yesterday, we did have some phone issues. The phones are fixed, which is nice. So, great way to start our day.
Are you saying call us?
Call us. You can call us now. Poor people were trying to call in yesterday, and all they could hear was the radio station down the line. So, I know Robert's out there driving truck. He wanted to get in on a conversation. And so, now you can get on the conversation. The phone lines are fixed, and what a great way to start our day. Happy Tuesday to you. Some wind right now, a little breezy for us as you start the day. 40 degrees. Cloudy skies.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, higher elevations are going to get pounded. Cascades, the Blues, if you're driving, Snoqualmie, going to get a couple feet of snow up there. So be aware of that as you're traveling. Getting your day started, let's work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems coming up in just a little bit. And, of course, that great flyaway to the Music Awards show, thanks to our friends at Legends.
I love how we get to give away these big, huge trips.
That's right. All the biggest stars are going to be out there. Yeah. All the biggest musical stars are going to be in February right there in Los Angeles. We're going to send you off there. And the best part, there's no codes. All you got to do is go to the app and just get signed up right now. So
right on.
Getting your day started. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Really appreciate you listening this morning. And you know what? We love that you got the cord plugged in. We love it. We love it. Wherever you're at. Benton City, if you're in Hermiston, Pendleton, wherever you're at, Dixie, Walla Walla, Dayton, Pomeroy. I can list it.
Wow, I haven't heard Dixie in a long time.
I like Dixie just because it's right outside of Walla Walla.
Right
and
on.
The school... The school is literally on the highway. So if you drive by, they have this really great classic school when you come
right,
into Dixie.
Right there, yeah.
And then maybe there's like a little grocery store and that's it. And then you're out of there. But it's kind of cool on Highway 12. All right. Facebook fun to get the day started. You're going to love this one, Patty.
What's up?
When should you take down your Christmas tree? There you go. Is yours still up?
I didn't even put one up this year.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
All right. You didn't do one. Okay. And
Christmas is my favorite time of year.
Really? Okay. So you didn't.
It's such an odd year for me.
So you didn't put one up, but normally, are you the day after Christmas?
No,
or are you the day after New Year's?
I leave it up until New Year's, and then you take it down in the New Year. But right now, because you know the city's Christmas tree removal, now's as good a time as. Today.
Today's the day. It's a great time. I've noticed when Megan usually takes it down, New Year's is usually when the tree goes up probably after Thanksgiving.
I usually put it up right after Halloween.
Oh, wow.
That's how much I love Christmas.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you. Well, it varies. When should you take down your Christmas tree? That'll be the Facebook fun. That'll be a lot of fun. Many years ago, I've always talked about this story. It's one of my favorite stories. I had a snoopy neighbor or a nosy neighbor. And one year we had a real tree and I put it out on the front porch to throw it away. And then this guy walks by, this old
That's
man.
That's a fire hazard, right?
He goes, what do you got to take that tree away? Oh, and then I went, oh, you going to be like that, nosy neighbor?
Never.
It stayed out there till June, July. It looked like freaking like it was. No, it was a fire hazard. It was. But I did it in defiance of that old crotchety guy. I was like, you don't walk by my house and tell me when I need to remove the tree off my front porch. You know, and at the time it was a trailer house, so I was feeling pretty good about myself. I was feeling pretty good about me and the trailer there.
You're
it's like
the trailer park.
I was. All right, so there you go. When should you take down your Christmas tree? Has it already come down? Is it going to come down? When do you take it down?
But I know people who change it for all seasons. Like right now, they're getting ready to make it a Valentine's tree.
Some people,
you know, they just keep it up all year long.
Yeah, if they got the different. Yeah, it was crazy.
You know, and then you've got St. Patrick's Day, and then you've got Easter. You can have a tree for every season, every holiday.
Look at that.
Just keep it up.
Keep it up. All right. Hey, Patty told you to. All right, there you go. That'll be the Facebook fun. You can chime in on the app. You can call us, let us know. Share your comments on the way, Rick and Patty. 1027 KORD.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for New Country. 1027 KORD.
It's 40 degrees for you. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. And time for some Nashville news, Patty.
Well, Luke Combs is sharing a sneak peek of another unreleased song as he gears up for the release of a new album. Taking it to Instagram and TikTok, Luke shared a studio recording of Sleepless in a Hotel Room, and fans took to the comments, writing, Convinced You Cannot Make a Bad Song. And best song in 2026. Luke didn't share the release date just yet for the new track, but he's previously said that his new album will be coming out in early 2026. So we've got that to look forward to. Jason and Brittany Aldean have a new duet on the way. During a conversation with Taste of Country Nights, Jason said that they've been in the studio for the last 8 months or so and that he's pretty much done with his 12th album. The project is set to feature several duets, including one with his wife, Brittany. It's called Easier Gone, and it's coming out this Friday. And as for Jason's album, Songs About Us, coming out on April 24th. Speaking of, Blake Shelton reaffirms that he only wants to record duets with Gwen Stefani.
I don't feel like I want to make a record without a duet with Gwen on it anymore. She's my favorite person to sing with.
Well, get on it, right?
Hello.
Well, how about some more duets?
They've done some great Christmas songs together. They've done some great songs on their
albums. I think they make a great pairing,
They sound fantastic, yeah.
Well, the Globe says that Florida Georgia Line's Brian Kelly also has hinted at a reunion with Tyler Hubbard in an Instagram video. Fans are thrilled, as I am, at the possibility of new music from the duo. The band played their final show, if you remember, it was September of 2022.
I know.
That's some time ago.
I remember when Ronnie Dunn and Brooks and Dunn, they did their split, and of course, nope.
Of course
they,
not.
People want Brooks and Dunn.
Right?
They want Brooks and Dunn. Well, they want FGL.
We do. Those are your trending headlines.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Patty, right now it's about 38 degrees, cloudy skies. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged and appreciate you. Other people's problems coming up in just a bit. So over the holidays, someone went out and got a second job, and then they ended up getting a crush on their coworker. Problem is, they're married. They're married. So we'll talk.
The coworker's married or the person who got the job is married? The
person who went and got the job and then ran into this person, this coworker that they ended up having a little crush on. Well, they're married with kids. So we'll talk about that situation and how it went down. You can already check it out on Facebook. Got it posted for you. We'll talk about other people's problems coming up in just a little bit. You know, Patty, I think you should run for city council. You live in Richland. Why not? City council, they have a vacancy.
Number four. So here's what happened.
Yeah.
We elected somebody who died. So there's a seat open.
It's the oddest, bizarrest thing. But yes, it happens.
Well, it was unexpected.
No, but it's on a ballot.
Right?
But it's on a ballot. And then people will like, I like that guy. And they're like, well, sorry, he passed away. Yeah.
But if you want to, you know, throw your name into the hat, why not?
I saw that. So the nice thing about this particular situation is you're actually applying for the city council seat.
Yep.
So you don't even have to be voted in on this particular thing because the council will pick at least the interim person.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you have to run for the position later. But again, I was just thinking about you and, you know.
I could.
Patty Banner. I know you are Richland.
You
live in Richland, so this would be perfect for you. And also, if you didn't know this, the postmarks have changed.
What's going on there?
So if you've got your taxes, if you've got your rent check, if you've got your ballot or whatever, and you drop it off like, hey, if I get there before midnight on the day of, it's good. You know, it used to be. But guess what?
It was postmarked by
the
date.
Yeah, not any longer. Now it goes to the distribution site, and so it may take you 2 to 3 days before it gets the actual postmark. So your rent check it was postmarked. I sent it in the mail. Nope, doesn't fly anymore. Now you can go down there physically and do some things. We put some options in there physically to get that postmark on.
Well, I don't even know how the postal system works here. All I know is that, like, things go through Spokane.
It's where the hub is. So if you did not know this about FedEx, which is absolutely fascinating, it doesn't matter if you sent it. So Memphis is their home office, right? Or their home.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Right. So if you literally sent a package from Memphis, it's going to go somewhere else and then come back to Memphis.
Yes.
And then go out. It's the craziest thing. Same as you were just talking about Spokane. Yes,
why does it have to go to Spokane?
Right. You can do something here in Pasco, matter what.
No, it goes through Spokane and then it comes back.
And that's where they'll put on the distribution mark or the postmark is wherever
it's where I know
wherever it's going. So that means if you're sending your taxes, whatever, that's not going to hold up anymore. We're like, I sent it in. Well, nope. The postmark.
It's a different world we're living in today.
Yeah.
You have to expect the unexpected.
Absolutely. So those articles and more posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
For New Country, it's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty, good morning. 40 degrees, cloudy skies, your morning commute at 7:07. It is time for Other People's Props Morning, brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. And this is quite a little interesting situation going on because the name was withheld by request.
Yeah.
Because this might be a little touchy this morning.
Well, it's kind of spicy.
Yeah.
Rick and Patty, I took on a seasonal job back in November to have some extra money to pay for the family's Christmas presents. I wanted to make sure that I had enough to buy something nice for my kids and my hubby. I'm not going to tell you where I worked, but I will say I developed a crush on a coworker. My husband has no idea that we texted throughout December and continue to lightly correspond, even though we're no longer working together. Now, we were never physical, but definitely developed a friendship and had feelings during the time we did work together. Is it wrong that I had a crush? I never acted on it. Does that make it okay? Name withheld by request.
You know, this is kind of a interesting. We're kind of torn on the subject in
the
studio.
It's a slippery slope.
It really is, because on one hand, have I ever thought coworkers were attractive? Absolutely. I'm not going to sit here and tell a lie. I've been married like 15 years.
I don't think there's anything wrong. Like,
yeah, there's.
You're attracted to somebody,
right? Exactly. But you don't act on it. You were just talking about don't act on it. I was just thinking about the fact that my wife has a gym group. And so she has a bunch of her little friends in the gym group, and they send themselves inappropriate. They send inappropriate memes or whatever they're doing in that group. Now, I don't ever check it and go, what are you doing? Da, 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 da. I trust my wife. And so I do occasionally say, why don't you ever send me any of that stuff? Why don't you ever send me
a steamy text?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And she won't. My wife's a fuddy-duddy. She'd never send anything like that, but she'll send it to her friend.
I know.
I'm like, what the heck? Anyway.
I don't send stuff like that to my husband either. But I don't send it to anybody.
But you don't have a group of friends that you're sending the steamy stuff to either. So I always laugh about, 50 Shades of Grey?
I read those books.
So she went to see 50 Shades of Grey, and I'm like, okay, she's going to come home. It's going to be fun time. Nope. She went right to bed. Nope. So that's exactly how, I'm like, what? How can you go to see 50 Shades of Grey, and then you come home and like, nope, going to bed.
She shut it down.
So in this situation, is it wrong that I had a crush? I think anybody and everybody can develop a crush on a coworker. I think
people are flattered by it. Yes, I mean, I know I like a little attention every now and then, and I'm like, whoa.
And you said, I mean,
As long as you don't act on it, I guess.
I think that's
But I'm looking at the comments, and they're like, what if your husband did that?
Right. Well.
And I listen to this. I will say that Jeff was working with a female, and I was like, and he was like, absolutely not.
But did he? Okay, so he didn't do any. He didn't.
But they'd be chatting on the phone, and I was like,
Right. No, I've had this with Megan's ex, Man Mountain. I call him Man Mountain. They're still friends, right?
Yeah.
Now I see them texting or whatever, and I just have to trust my wife and she goes that clueless as if.
Yeah.
Because they were high school sweethearts or whatever, but she goes,
I stalk my exes from afar. I see him on Facebook. There's one, and he's married now, right? And I'm like, wow, that could have been me.
Yes, I'm happily married too.
So
I'm still friends with all my exes too. I'm not stalking them and anything like that. I hear what you're saying. So the question is, it wrong that I had a crush? We'd probably say, man, I mean, everybody gets a crush,
right?
But the corresponding back and forth,
now,
that
listen,
is the gray area.
If you go back to that seasonal job, I might call you on it.
Yeah, you might, exactly. I mean, or if you're going to go start having lunch with this guy,
No.
I mean, you can chalk it up to, hey, man, I had a little crush. It's done. Like, going forward, you know, you cut it. You shut it down.
Yep.
Patty would say, shut it down. Yeah. You shut it down.
That's right.
We'll see what you guys think. All right, so a lot of people are already chiming in on
Facebook.
You can
call us.
Yep, 547-KORD, 547-5673. What would you do in this situation? We said it's okay. Yeah, people do develop crushes. We get that. But when you act on it, when you correspond, when
we're
you do things.
We're just going to lunch. We're going to the buffet.
Nope, not doing that. Shut it down, as Patty says. Shut it down. All right, your calls are on the way, Rick and Patty. 1027-KORD.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Mercury, 1027 KORD. I know we're super excited because he's coming to the Pendleton
Whiskey Fest.
Yes, absolutely. Zach Top, if you missed him in the Toyota Center in November, of course, he's coming back around for Pendleton. Now, once we get the rest of the head, the lineup, we'll tell you more about it.
He's on fire, isn't he?
He's
from Sunnyside.
That's right, exactly. So if you missed him, hey, guess what? Another chance to see Zach Top. I could already tell you, it's going to be sold out.
Of course.
He's the biggest star on the planet right now, and congrats on all the success, Zach. I know the family's listening, at least in Sunnyside.
I know.
He may be in Nashville, but I know the family is sitting there in Sunnyside listening
to
KORD.
I like when he's doing, interviews and such.
Yeah.
He's doing, junkets or whatever you call them.
Right.
He's got his Toppenish hat on.
I love it. No, I love it, man. And great little shout out.
Representing.
Yeah, representing. Thank you, Zach. And looking forward to the Pendleton Whiskey Music Fest. Keep it here to KORD, of course, to win some of those free tickets from us. So we posted this earlier for you for Facebook fun. When should you take down your Christmas tree? Is February 2nd too late? So they're saying that today is National Take Down the Christmas Tree Day.
Why February 2nd?
But people are saying keep the tree up until February 2nd to keep bringing the cheer during the gloomy dead of winter. Well, right now it doesn't feel like winter around Tri-Cities because, it feels
like
spring.
Wait until you're in those upper elevations,
though. I guess.
3 feet of snow.
So, because there are, I guess, through the holidays, people do get depressed after the holidays.
I get it.
So they're saying keep your tree up until February 2nd, then you bring it down. So when does it come down in your household? You said that you go
I didn't even put one up this
year. But you say you go after October, like Halloween.
To first put it up.
Put it up, and then you take it down, New Year's?
Usually.
All right, that's a good spread.
Usually that's how it goes.
That's a good spread. So when do you take that Christmas tree down? My wife took the tree came down first, and then this weekend we just did the decorations, outside decorations.
Now, it's fun if you have a whole family to help you do it, or, your significant other. Well, usually it's just me.
All right.
It's a huge production.
It's a huge production. Yeah. Oh, yeah, my gosh. My wife, the candy canes and the elves, and
the lights.
So she makes it a big old production. It's a lot of work. So when is that tree coming down? We'll take some calls, see when you guys take the trees down. We're curious. 547-KORD, 547-5673. App chat us, Facebook us. The calls are on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Number one for New Country, it's 1027 KORD at 736. You got Rick, you got Patty. Right now, 41 degrees, cloudy skies. If you are driving to the higher elevations, be aware that the Cascades, the Blues are all going to get pounded by snow.
You better have chains.
Yep, be ready to be driving. And of course, here it's pretty mild for us in the Tri-Cities. But if you're traveling, you're going to get snow in those higher elevations. All right, so they're saying today is National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day, but they're also saying the doom and gloom of the holidays, you might want to keep that tree up until February 2nd. So when should you take down the Christmas tree?
I say leave it up all year long.
All right.
And decorate it for whatever holiday is about to happen.
Patty says just keep it up.
I would do that.
All right. Yeah, even if it's a real tree?
No.
It'd have to be a fake tree.
It would have to be. Well, and I have a fake tree.
Right.
I've only had a real tree when my employers have provided one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we go back and forth. Some years we have a real one. Some years we have a fake. As a kid growing up on the Grand Ronde River, of course, I had a real tree.
You would go and chop it down.
Yeah, we'd go chop it down.
How exciting.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun back in the day. So this year, Megan wanted to... last year was a real tree. And then this year, Megan went and said, she goes, we could go chop... We wanted to go to Natchez and chop one down. And then she goes, nah, it's just too much of a hassle. So we'll just put up our fake one. So yeah, we've got it either way. We can do it either way you want. So when do you take it down? That is truly the question. Be taking your calls. 547 KORD. All right, let us know. When does the tree come down?
I think, because my doctor's office does this too, and I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
They take the Christmas stuff off by the 5th of December.
Okay.
Or of January. Sorry, 5th of January.
Yeah.
Then they put Valentine's stuff on it and leave it up year round.
Okay.
Then at Easter time, they put Easter stuff on it. St. Patrick's Day, they do St. Patrick's theme and they leave it up year round. And I thought that was a great idea. So I started doing it in my house and my kids love it because then they get to decorate a tree more than once a year.
You were just talking.
I like that. Yeah, I like the way you think.
You were just talking about
that. That's kind of cool. And I will say this. Jeff and I are one of our projects that we're working on is we have this front room that literally, it's our junk room. We just have junk, right? And all the Christmas decorations are in there.
Okay.
So I might Now, I know I didn't put the tree up. Why not put it up for Valentine's
right,
Day?
Right, keep it going. And Easter, yes, St. Patty's Day, yes, your birthday, because you're...
St. Patty's Day.
Her name's Patty. There's a reason why her name's Patty. It's near St. Patty's Day for her birthday. So keep the calls coming. We're curious, when does the Christmas tree come down? 547-KORD, 547-5673. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Girl, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD at 749. You got Rick, you got Patty. Right now, cloudy skies, 40 degrees. If you're traveling, just be aware that the higher elevations, you got snow coming the way, especially if you're going through the Cascades and the Blues and Snoqualmie, all of that. Just could be a couple feet of snow up there if you're traveling around. And again, we'll keep you updated right there on the KORD mobile app. Well, today is National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day, but people are saying, hey, keep it up until February 2nd because the gloominess of the holiday season. People get depressed sometimes after the holidays.
Or like the one lady called in and she said her kids love it.
She had your idea.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, where it's like it becomes an Easter tree. It becomes a Valentine's Day tree. It becomes a birthday tree. It could be all those different things.
And then think about it. Halloween?
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? So we've been taking your calls, 547-KORD, 547-5673. When do you take the Christmas tree down? We asked you earlier on the Facebook page, when do you take down the Christmas tree, and when do you take yours down?
When I was a kid, my dad would put up the tree 2 weeks before Christmas.
Okay.
And then we would take the tree down 2 weeks after Christmas on my birthday.
Oh.
I actually loved it because he would always wait. And when I was a kid, we would go and I would always pick out the tree.
Nice.
And it was always a live tree. So we would go somewhere where I'd get to pick it out. And then we'd come home and then we would decorate it. And then whenever I'd go over and visit him for the weekends, when it was my birthday, if my birthday was during the week, he would wait till the weekend so I could help him take down the tree.
Aww.
And then I passed it on to my kids. So I started doing that. When I had kids, I would put up the tree 2 weeks before and then take the tree down by my birthday.
I love that.
See, it's a tradition, family
it's tradition.
But I
hear that she said 4 weeks. I mean, so 2 weeks it's
That's
up
fine.
For Christmas and 2 weeks after Christmas. I kind of see where you're going with that, like that. So when does that Christmas tree officially come down? We're curious. Keep the calls coming. 547-KORD. I know that you said up. After Halloween and then down New Year's.
Yeah,
it's kind of where
I've done it.
Sitting there. Yep. So, but it is. If you didn't know it, today is National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day. When do you take your tree down? We want to know. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
27 KORD. It's 8:11. You got Rick. You got Patty. 39 degrees. Cloudy skies. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Hey, super cool thing going on for you right now is our music award show. The music award show is going on right now. Thanks to our friends at Legends Casino. If you want to get signed up, you can sure do it. Now, what I love most about this, and I have to explain something to a lot of folks, and this is actually unusual, is the fact is we have to say the big game. We can't say Super Bowl, you know, or things like that, because they're all trademarked. So the Music Awards is the big...
It's the Music Awards show.
It is. In L.A.
February 1st.
Yeah. So which one is that one? Well, you know which one that one is, right? We just can't say it, but you know which one it is. You get all the big country stars. You get all the pop stars there. They give out little things. They give out awards, the music awards.
They have a statue.
I know.
It's like a gold statue.
Yeah. This one is, no, this
but
is.
It's the, music.
It's the music it's, one,
yeah,
but this
I know.
Is the this is the
but
record
they,
player.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's how we can
gotcha,
say it.
Gotcha.
This is the record player. That's how we can say it. Anyway, it's a great flyaway. You get to go to L.A. You're bestie, right, Patty?
Absolutely. You get $500 spending cash. You get a night hotel stay, round trip airfare for two to L.A. right out of Pasco here.
There you go. The Music Awards. We want to send you off there.
And you're gonna see everybody.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna be a who's who. Ella Langley's gonna be there. I'm sure Luke Combs is gonna be there. It's Morgan Wallen's year, so he's going to be taking a bunch of those little trophies home with him, too.
I hope so, because the Country Music Awards aren't so kind to him.
Right. Well, it's because he's had some pop success, man. They kind of turn their back when you have pop success, don't they? Yeah.
They do. I don't know. I guess we're territorial that way.
We are.
If we can't keep them in our own
backyard. Yeah, exactly. Can't keep that cow in the pasture. I mean... We gotta.
But you know what's also cool here? When you enter, you can also get entered to win a night stay and dinner for two at Legends Hotel.
Oh,
and
there you go.
You know that's my favorite place to hang out.
I know it is. So thank you, Legends, and the Music Awards, February. We're going to send you off there. Get to more details right now. And the nice thing, there's no codes. You just sign up on the website or the app, and just like that. Also, you know, it's the new year. People are talking about their New Year's resolutions, and one of the biggest New Year's resolutions, of course, is getting the pounds off. I lost 20 pounds in 6 weeks. Patty is down almost 60 pounds.
Can you believe it?
It's crazy.
I had to buy new belts.
Yeah.
And even now, my pants are literally falling off.
Your life has changed.
If I don't have the belt on,
yeah,
they fall down.
Yeah, your life has changed.
It has changed.
Thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss.
Yep, if you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two like Rick and I have done, you definitely should get into your private weight loss consultation. Call Tri-Cities Weight Loss at 509-410-0670.
That's right. TriCitiesWeightLoss.com is the website. Ashley, Dr. Lopez, they're there for you this New Year's. I know it's a grind, the New Year's resolution, but you can do it with Tri-Cities Weight Loss, and let them know that Rick and Patty sent you.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
It's 8:22. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Right now for you, it is 39 degrees, cloudy skies, traveling, Cascades, Blues, all that, a lot of snow. So go, know before you go, always check the KORD mobile app and be safe when you're out there driving around.
Better have chains packed.
Yeah, exactly.
You better be prepared. You never know.
Absolutely. So just know before you go, check the cord app and you'll be good to go and safe travel, safe journey, especially to our truckers, man. Truckers, you guys stay safe, okay? All right, other people's problems. Got a situation going on. Is it wrong that they had a crush? Well, we'll talk about it right now, Patty.
Yeah, so it's a name withheld by request. She took on a seasonal job back in November to get some extra money for the family's Christmas presents. She goes, I'm not going to tell you where I worked, but I will say I did develop a crush on a coworker, and my husband has no idea that we texted throughout December. We continue to correspond, even though we're no longer working together. We never did get physical, but definitely had a friendship going on and feelings during the time that we worked together. Is it wrong that I had this crush? I never acted on it. Does that make it okay? Name withheld by request.
Well, you got a guilty conscience. A lot of people are chiming in right now. What are they saying, Patty?
Kathy says, ask yourself if this was your husband, would it bother you? That'll answer your question.
Sunshine says, the fact that you're asking the question tells me you already know the answer. That's from Sunshine.
Michelle says, it depends on how emotional it got. If you confided in him in things that were between you and your husband, then you've crossed a line.
Yeah, Hope says, people make connections all the time. That's right. But you did take it too far. Hiding the fact that you're messaging, still messaging at all, you're opening doors where you should be locking them. Would you feel if it was wrong if your husband did this? And that's from Hope.
Levi says, is it wrong? You're texting and hiding it. You need to file for divorce so he can have someone loyal and honest to be with.
Shannon says, if you're texting someone else, you're taking that time away from the spouse. Totally wrong.
Amy says, I agree with all these comments. Having a friendship at work, and that's all, is one thing. If it were your husband doing this, how would you feel? Do not engage any further with this person. If they pursue it, they were never your friend.
That's right. Barbie said this wrong. You need to grow up, tell your husband, or just knock it off with the other guy. Would you expect your husband to be acting this way? Girl, you give all women a bad tap. Thanks, Barbie.
Lacey says a crush is fine until you keep it a secret.
Yeah, there you go.
Guarantee he's had crushes on female coworkers. It happens. We're all human. It does become a problem, though, when you keep it a secret.
There you go. Exactly.
I've never kept a secret from Jeff like that. I've never.
Really?
I've never, been texting somebody.
Oh,
and,
no. None of that. No, and, I hear what you're saying. Okay, I hear what you're saying.
No, he knows everybody I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Have you ever
had a coworker that you had a crush on that you can recall in all your years of
Okay. Yeah, so way I want to say my first or second, it was my second job in radio. Yeah, I
way back when, right?
Well, yeah. But it was inappropriate. It was the boss. Oh, you know what I mean? And he crossed a line, yeah. And I was very young.
Yep. Crossed that line, exactly.
It was not cool.
Yeah, see, and you learned from your lesson. You learned from
That's a woulda, shoulda, coulda, yeah. Never again.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Well, we did our best to solve it for you. It looks like overwhelmingly, hey, man, it's okay to, that person's attractive, but then the minute that you take it over the line.
Don't act on it. I like what one of our people said about if you're having to go out of your way to keep it a secret. It's an issue.
It's an issue, exactly. So there you go. Hopefully we answered the question for you. Keep them coming. You can always app chat us. You can always call us if you got a situation that you
want
to share.
I want you to call us, please, because I want to work this phone. It's brand new. I want to answer it.
That's right. If you want to call us, you can do that right now, because we got to make sure the phone line, because it wasn't working yesterday. Today it's working. Let us know.
547-K-O-R-D.
Other people's problems. You got Rick and Patty. 1027-K-O-R-D.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027 KORD.